Long-term care providers are running out of time to meet a state requirement to have backup generators and fuel, and the facilities could face fines or even lose their licenses if they don't comply. The backup emergency power mandate was approved more than 2 years ago after 14 residents died at a Broward County nursing home following Hurricane Irma in September 2017. The rule requires facilities to store at least 72 hours' worth of fuel on site and be able to keep residents cool for 96 hours. As the 2019 Atlantic hurricane season came to a close last week, less than half of the nursing homes in Florida were in compliance with the mandate, and most of those that weren't have been given extra time to comply. Meanwhile, more than 90% of assisted living facilities are in compliance. The state has fined more than 280 facilities so far, and officials say they don't want to approve any more extensions after this year. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.